WoWoWeekend.com.
Classic Air Jacks.
You're listening to WoWo's Happy Days Weekend.
They played the Monster Mash.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Booty River.
And Judy.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner.
Lloyd Price from the Tower of Power and Stagger Lee at 8 minutes after 11 o'clock. Young Chris is set ready to go on a Happy Days Weekend show.
Where are you, little star?
It's 12 minutes after 11 o'clock, after high noon in Ohio and Michigan. Chris Roberts is here at the home of the stars, the channel of champions. It's 1190 Radio, the Happy Days Weekend from the Time and Temperature Tower. Outside, 86 degrees and sunshine. Indianapolis, mostly sunny at 85. Evansville is sunny at 86 degrees. South Bend is sunny at 86 degrees. Got all the sounds. Well, we're putting down the hot wax from the Groove Yard. Right. How long can I keep this up? All weekend long from WoWo Radio, running through midnight on Memorial Day. Stay there. I've got more songs than you can proverbially shake a stick at. And I got them all for you right here today.
My daddy loves me. He bought Mommy and me a really neat place to spend the summer. We have lots of trees and little furry animals running around. I go swimming every day. And Daddy's helping me catch wiggly little fish, just like the big ones he catches. He calls this place Valley of the Ponds. That's because of all the pine trees. He says we'll come here this winter. We'll go sledding and ice skating. Gee, I love my daddy.
Valley of the Pines, some of the largest and most unique RV home sites in the Midwest. Less than a mile from exciting Lake James and Pokagon State Park. Year-round recreation and family fun just 40 minutes north of Fort Wayne on I-69, 2 miles south of the Indiana Toll Road. Take the Pokagon exit and see beautiful Valley of the Pines. The wooded lots at Valley of the Pines are today's best value in outdoor living.
Need a caterer for a party, banquet, picnic? Call Hyatt's Barbecue Service today. Hyatt's Barbecue Service caters to any and all occasions with on-the-spot cooking or catering, too. And hey, they can serve up to 2,000 or more folks, but no job is too big or too small. Tasty chicken, pork chops, or steaks, Hyatt's Barbecue Service is just the answer for fundraising projects, for school groups, fraternities, sororities. Great for company picnics or banquets. Now, you be sure and call today to set your date with Hyatt's Barbecue Service. Make your next get-together a great success with fantastic food from Hyatt's. Call area code 219-862-4205 or write to Hyatt's Barbecue Service, County Road 3 South, Route 1, Elkhart, Indiana. Hyatt's Barbecue Service, great for barbecue cooking for any size party.
Have you seen the new freedom? It's called an RV. And Parkmaster has it, so come out and see.
Good guys, we'll have it for you. Indie traffic and weather information, lots of Happy Days music. It all starts Saturday night tonight, 11 o'clock, continues right up to race time tomorrow at the mighty 1190.
You're tuned to Fort Wayne's favorite station. It's WOWO
with the greatest music all day, all night
on 1190. Hear your favorite bands and singers. For you will play them all. Let's have a ball, you all.
Here's the Weather Service special forecast for the Indy 500-mile race tomorrow. Race time, skies will be mostly sunny, temperature in the upper 70s. During the race, skies will become partly cloudy with a temp climbing to the middle and upper 80s. Not too shabby at all, huh?
It's the Tri-State's Years Ahead Station. Radio 1190 for the brightest, sharpest sound around.
Proudly serving downtown and surrounding communities otherwise known as Lowellland, I submit your honor. Hi. 16 after 11 o'clock after high noon in Ohio and Michigan. Hey, baby, you got me singing the blues. Guy Mitchell is here in a Happy Days weekend.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Singing the blues.
Hey, let's go for two in a row for the Home of the Stars, Channel of Champions, Global Radio. Don Chris at 17 after 11 o'clock in the Happy Days weekend. Oh, the way we were, huh? Neil Sedaka is here for you.
I'm living right next door to
Sedaka from Wolo Radio on the Happy Days weekend at 19 minutes after 11 o'clock. I'm living right next door to an angel. I always say, if you got time, you might as well slide another one in there. And we got time. Dinah Washington, and what a difference a day makes. What a difference 20 years makes as far as that goes. Huh?
Is you.
Dinah Washington and the Channel of Champions, Wolo Radio, the Tri-State Giants, and what a difference a day makes. Happy Days weekend, 24 little hours, and we haven't even been at this 24 little hours yet. If you want to know the truth, started yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock. We're running through Monday night, Memorial Day, at 12 midnight here at 1190 Radio. Son of a gun, we haven't even been through all the records that we have to play once yet, and I doubt whether I'm going to get through them yet this afternoon on my show before 5, and hey, what I'm trying to say is you've missed an awful lot. You ought to be here for the rest of the weekend to catch up with yourself, huh? Don't miss Value City Furniture's big Memorial Day weekend clearance sale. Now, the sale starts at 12 noon tomorrow for 12 great hours of selling fabulous furniture values. Prices slashed up to 50%. That's half price on all clearance items. Now is the time to save real money on brand-name furniture from Value City Furniture, the Northwest Shopping Center on the bypass in Fort Wayne. Value City Furniture, the home of better living for you for less money.
This Saturday and Sunday, May 28th and 29th. Traveling Artist will be in Fort Wayne for a two-day showing and sale of original oil paintings. Original paintings by 150 professional artists for as little as $20 and none over $35, including sofa-size paintings for the homes, for offices, for gifts. Beautiful oil paintings at low, unbelievable prices. Come to the Marriott Inn on the East Washington Center Road from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. this weekend only. Traveling Artist show and sale of original oil paintings at the Marriott Inn this Saturday and Sunday.
Jellystone Park Camp Resort at Pearston, Indiana has
campsites for you to rent, perfect place to pitch a tent. Getting out makes you feel alive. Heated pool on sandy beach, everything within your reach. Visit us and spend the night at Jellystone Park.
Yogi says be sure it's Pearston, Indiana, just north of US 30 between Warsaw and Fort Wayne.
The spinners for Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
Everybody's looking to find what's best in the things they do and the music they hear. Take on the challenge of Pabst Blue Ribbon. If you're looking for quality beer, compare our beer with mediocre. Try us once and you'll discover the great beer taste we're bringing home to you.
Challenges you to discover a better tasting premium beer. Taste and compare Pabst Blue Ribbon with the beer you're now drinking. You'll taste the difference Blue Ribbon quality makes, because our quality means the best tasting beer money can buy.
With Pabst Blue Ribbon, the quality always comes through.
Pabst Brewing, Milwaukee.
Hey, who are the spinners? I've never heard of them before.
Here's the weather report.
I think so.
W-O-W-O.
Mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs near 90 degrees. This is Earl Finkel from the weather station. Light southerly winds. Fair tonight. Lows near 60. Little change for tomorrow. Possible morning thunder dunder. Highs around 88 degrees. More of the same Memorial Day. Highs in the upper 80s. Cap City, Indy is mostly sunny at 85. From the time and temperature tower in Fort Wayne, sunshine at 86 degrees at 26 minutes after 11. Happy Days weekend rolls on for the Tri-State Giant. It's wonderful Whoa Whoa Radio. Chris is here at the Saturday show, 28th of May, 1977. Look out, here's Gene Pitney.
When you're young and so in love, then do.
Oh, Gene Pitney, the town without pity, baby. Doug Chris in the glass cage at 28 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Musical day.
Boy, I wish I had a pimple cream commercial. That would kind of top everything all off for you, huh? Look out, Bill Parsons is here.
Yeah, around, cats, and I'll tell you a story about how to become an all-American boy.
Uh-oh.
Take that rifle, kid. Give me that guitar.
Bill Parsons with the all-American boy. Yeah. I wonder who he's talking about there. Thank you, Colonel Tom. It's 11:31. Look out.
I smell smoke in the auditorium.
Posters.
Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Coasters, Charlie Brown, 11:33. On the time and temperature tower, Fort Wayne is sunny at 86 degrees. The Cap City, the race held tomorrow, 85 degrees and mostly sunny. Evansville, sunny at 86. South Bend is sunny at 86 as well right now. Yes, it's the Happy Days weekend from Volvo Radio. The mighty 1190, young Chris is here. Actually, Mad Dog Chris Roberts is here. That's all right. Mom always wanted me to be an MD.
Be that clear, soft water was something taken for granted. The rain barrel caught the fresh water. Water that lathered so easily and got clothes so clean. Grandma used it, and everything came out soft and fresh because of it. Well, catching rainwater in a barrel was fine back then, but where can you find this natural way of the past in these times? Well, today, Aquatech Water Conditioning gives you entirely soft and iron-free water right from the faucet. Aquatech's water counselors can help you select, at no obligation, the water conditioning system that's right for your home and family. Aquatech, for the water softer than rainwater. Listed in the white pages of your phone book. A division of Chemical Engineering Corporation.
Say, in just a few days, Bargain World will be closing forever. That's right, this is it. The final week to save in Bargain World's huge going-out-of-business sale. Now, all inventory has again been drastically reduced for the final time. The store must be emptied, and Bargain World's loss is your gain. Kodak Instamatic Camera X25 with strobe adapter is just $12. Polaroids from $10. Women's bras and girdles are just $1.50. New zigzag sewing machines are $75. A Cornwell Broilmaster oven broiler, just $15. And a Cornwell slow cooker is as low as $6. Automatic drip coffee makers for home and office, just $14. Lamps are $5. Tables, $25. And new sofas, just $75. In fact, you're going to find almost everything to be 75% less than normal retail price. But don't delay, because time is running out. It's only a few days left to save before Bargain World closes its doors forever. Kaput, gone, closed. Bargain World, 3 miles east of New Haven, off 14 on Ryan Road. Hurry.
Have you seen the new freedom? It's called an RV. And Parkmaster has it, so come out and see. New world of camping and vacation fun. Just pick out a room and follow the sun. There's a door to a new world just waiting to see. And Parkmaster RV Center. The key.
This is Jack Underwood. Join me three times a week for Stump the Staff on WoWo, a great place to be.
Betty Lou, WoWo's got all of those songs from the Happy Days.
Really?
Yeah, they got them all put together for a Happy Days weekend.
Goodness. Just like it used to be, Freddie.
Sure, Betty Lou. But best of all, WoWo's got a genuine nostalgia jukebox. Jammed full of Happy Days music to play.
Oh,
see, they're giving it away, man. And we're going to win it, Betty Lou.
Oh, Freddie, you're my hero. That would be just wonderful.
Like Betty Lou and Freddie, send a card to Jukebox, WoWo, Fort Wayne. We'll draw the winner next Friday from all cards received. And listen all weekend to WoWo's Happy Days Weekend.
Freddie, can I see your tattoo just one more time?
Come on, Betty Lou, take a hike.
Get your card in the mail right now with your name, address, and telephone number on it. Send it to Jukebox, Carol WoWo, Fort Wayne, 46802. I want to see you win it. I really do. The drawing is coming up on Friday right here at the Mighty 1190, the Channel of Champions, and I hope you're going to be the one that takes it home. Weed it, feed it, chip it, trim it, rake it, hoe it. It's going to look and grow a whole lot better. You'll own a garden, that is, and if you really want to add that nice touch, hey, chip it. Chip it with Decor 8 Decorative Marble Landscape Chips. Marble chips are an attractive, low-cost ground cover and an effective mulch that keeps the soil cool, protects roots, and retains moisture, too. Use Decor 8 Marble Chips in shrubbery beds and tree wells for borders and planters and for attractive and economical walkways and patios, too. Decor 8 White Marble Chips from the Georgia Marble Company. Packed in convenient 50-pound bags that cover about 5 square feet, Decor 8 White Marble Chips are available at these Northern Indiana Lawn and Garden Dealers. Beards Garden Center, 8212 Freer Road, Twin Pines Home and Garden Center, at 7036 Goshen Road, Mark's Garden Shop at 415 Oxford, the Plant Center Numero Uno, number 1 at 1021 Coliseum Boulevard, and the Plant Center number 2 in Georgetown Square. 21 to go down before noontime, and time to give away another WoWo Super Oldie But Goodie LP on our Happy Days weekend. Hey, I'll take caller 5, the fifth caller this time around, at 424-0190, 424-0190. Long distance dialing code is 219, the fifth caller. Good luck.
There's always something happening.
Right here.
W-O-W-O.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you,
Fenderman from WoWo Radio on a Happy Days weekend of the Mule Skinner Blues at 11:41 with young Chris, 12:41 in Ohio and Michigan. And on the telephone line right now is Fred Shoemaker of Fort Wayne. Fred, how are you today?
Okay.
You ready to win?
Yeah.
All right, Fred, I need some enthusiasm. You just get out of bed or what?
No.
Well, I did. Less than an hour ago, as a matter of fact, if you'd like to know the truth. Fred, I got an easy question here for you. And if you'll give me the correct answer, I'll send you the LP, all right?
Okay.
The dance, the number one song in 1962 was a dance craze. The number one song in 1962 was a dance craze. It was A, the Twist, B, the Freddy, C, the Hustle, or D, the Stroll. Now, that's an easy one, Fred.
Can you repeat the answer?
I certainly can. You mean the answers? If I repeat the answer, then you're going to get it right. Okay. Well, I'd like you to anyway. A, the Twist, B, the Freddy, C, the Hustle, or D, the Stroll?
D.
D, the Stroll. Fred, I think you're a little bit ahead of our time here. Son of a gun, Fred. I'm sorry. It was A, the Twist.
The Twist.
Yeah, I can't send you the LP, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to put your name in the drawing for our Happy Days Nostalgia Jukebox. The drawing is next Friday. Fred Shoemaker, good luck, and thanks for being part of it.
You're tuned to Fort Wayne's favorite station. It's WOWO. It's the Tri-State's Years Ahead Station. Radio 1190. For the brightest, sharpest sound around.
Yes.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home, and they call it a honeycomb, and they
honeycomb.
Won't you be my baby. Well, the honey called me my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone. They made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, I want you be my baby. Well, honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Voice of Jimmy Rogers of the Happy Days Weekend at WoWo Radio, the Channel of Champions. That's Honey Cove. It's 11:45, 12:45 at Ohio and Mitch. Mad Dog Roberts here at 790.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her. I'll just
little
girl is fine.
Bobby Rowe.
Yeah, this little girl is fine.
Sweet little Sheila. Well, I'll tell you what, it's 11:47 from WoWo Radio. That's the time tower. Temperature is 86 degrees and sunny outside. You get this down after you do this for a while, I guess. You know what I mean? Try to get back in the spirit of the way things were 20 years ago. Right here at WoWo Radio on the Happy Days Weekend. Got more great sounds put down for you in just a few minutes. Say, Jack Surplus City Department Stores in Bluffton and Portland, Indiana and Salina, Ohio have everything you're going to need for your summer camping. A three-position, 18-inch diameter barbecue grill that sets up fast with no nuts or bolts. Just $4.99. Folding camping stools with heavy-duty 1-inch tubing frame and sturdy canvas seat, just $2.49. Jack's is a 5-piece mess kit with fry pan, plate, cup, cook pot, and lid. Locking handles, only $2. A heavy-duty quart, 28-quart, as a matter of fact. Styrofoam ice chest that keeps ice up to 48 hours. With two sturdy handles, it's only $3.49. Or with no handles, hey, if you can do without those, you get it for $2.79, huh? At Jack's, you get the 43-quart Thermos brand ice chest for a low $21. The jumbo 50-quart cooler chest, just $21.99. Be safe in the water with a Coast Guard approved life jacket from Jack's. Is a great supply in both children's and adult sizes. Shop Jack's first for all of your summer camping needs. Jack's Surplus City, Bluffton and Portland, Indiana, and Salina, Ohio.
When you're hungry for that something good, extraordinary, then you should
step into the people pleasing place and treat yourself to our famous pampered to perfection chicken from your nearest Penguin Point. It's not like ordinary chicken. It's, well, extraordinary.
So come on and join us at Penguin Point, the people-pleasing place.
All right, let's begin, please. A level from elf number one.
Certainly. Vivitar camera is a pocket camera. It's portable and easy to use.
Good.
Santa's elves are about to record a brand new commercial for the Vivitar point-and-shoot camera outfit on sale at the Photomat store.
This is elf number two, a built-in electronic flash. No flash cubes. Is that a good level?
No flash cubes.
All right. Who's going to read about the fast shutter speed?
No more blurry snapshots.
Very professional.
Emphasize the blurry. Yeah.
No focusing.
No focusing.
Would you read that for me?
Take small 1/10 size film cartridge.
I think,
excuse me.
Yes.
Number three has a question.
Number three.
I'm number one.
Oh.
Didn't Photomat have a sale on this camera last year?
Yes.
Photomat's Vivitar outfit is back, complete with batteries, film, and built-in flash. A tremendous gift idea for just $35.95.
If we're ready to roll, I'd like a little makeup before we
start. Yeah, my hairdresser.
This isn't the right clothes. My clothes are in the Learjet.
Gentlemen, this is a recording studio.
Radio.
Uh-oh.
Radio.
Nobody looks at radio.
Nobody listens to it either.
Anybody out there?
If so, good fresh Photomat color print and slide film is on sale. Prices start as low as $1.99 for two rolls. Save even more when you buy five at the Photomat store.
When do you say Budweiser?
As soon as I sell this young thoroughbred here.
Hey, no hurry, friend. That smooth Budweiser taste will be there when you're ready for it. Just feel free to call on the king anytime.
The king of beers is waiting for your call.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Hey, fella, hold on, you're hired.
Here's the weather report.
Could use a man like that around here, huh?
W-O-W-O.
Mostly sunny this afternoon. This is Earl from the WoWo Weather Station. Highs near 90 degrees. Light southerly winds. Fair tonight. Lows near 60. Little change for tomorrow. Possible morning thunder tomorrow. Highs around 88. More of the same Memorial Day. Highs in the upper 80s. From the WoWo Temperature Tower, 86 degrees and sunny now. From the Time Tower, which is just to the left of the Temperature Tower. You know, it's 8 minutes before noontime, before 1 in Ohio and Michigan. Look out, Joe Henderson is here. Don't all get together and snap our fingers one time.
Snap your finger. I'll come running in.
Joe Henderson, WoWo Radio. Hey, baby, snap your fingers. All right, it's 11:54 from WoWo. Chris is here. Mad Dog Chris to you, Sparks. Do I look any different? Well, I feel a lot different, I'll tell you that. I guess it's coming up after me. Tiny Ken Moore. There you go.
Start your engine.
Tony Homan's command signals the start of the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500. This is Dugan Frost. Hear all about the 500 during Countdown to Indy, beginning Saturday night at 11. We'll have interviews, Indy weather and traffic reports, and Happy Days music. Then stay tuned for the 61st running of the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500, at 10:15 Sunday morning on WoWo, a great place to be.
Say, WoWo's six swinging DJs want you to win our nostalgia jukebox with enough Happy Days tunes to have your own neat platter party. Just mail a card to Jukebox, WoWo Radio, Fort Wayne. We're going to have the drawing next Friday morning right here.
WOWO, the sound of Fort Wayne.
Coming your way from the Color Radio 1190. Whoa, whoa, radio, daddy-o. Hey, baby. If you're going to be my girl, it's Bruce Chanel from WoWo coming up on 2 before noontime, before 1 in Ohio and Michigan, the Happy Days weekend. I'm going to take a break to let the court decide whether or not I'm sane, and Dr. Roberts will see you on the other side, all right?
Wherever you go, whatever you do, just take 1190 along with you. The Tri-State's Years Ahead Station on Radio 1190, the sound of Fort Wayne.
When we first opened the doors of Poinsett Motors way back in 1916, we promised our customers three things. To sell quality automobiles at affordable prices, to give the finest service, and to be conveniently located. Have we kept that promise? Well, let our customers tell you themselves.
Servicemen that they have to service the cars are very much qualified.
Every time that we've had some type of problem, we've gotten quick and good service.
I took my car in for a tune-up, and they took care of me right away.
Service has always been real good.
For 60 years, we made a point of keeping our promise, and we must be doing something right, because at Poinsett Chrysler Plymouth, 200 South Clinton, our customers keep coming back.
It's big on loving and caring and warm memories. It's big on goodness and giving and dreams. It's Archway, the big, big cookie with a small town taste.
Anyone with a craving for peanuts can't help but fall in love with the honest-to-goodness peanut flavor of Archway's peanut butter cookies. They'll stir up the fondest memories of your first homemade peanut butter cookie with Archway's exclusive home-style goodness.
It's Archway.
Butter cookies, one of the lovable Archway varieties you'll find on your grocer's shelf.
More news, more often, more times a day. Hear it first and fax to all the WoWo way.
Good afternoon to you. I'm Doug Fisher with WoWo News, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Fort Wayne and Bluffton, Indiana. Here's what's happening. There's a strange hostage situation developing in Detroit. A gunman took seven people hostage in a Detroit home this morning. Then a short while ago, he marched out of the house with a gun wired to a woman's head. The pair got into a car and sped off toward a freeway. Michigan State Police helicopters are now tracking that car. Unconfirmed reports say the man is from Chicago and that he followed his estranged wife to Detroit. In Holland, there's been a flurry of activity and of news reports in that situation, where South Moluccan gunmen still hold 60 adults hostage in a schoolhouse and a train. Dutch officials have said they will attack if any of the hostages are harmed.
Over 100 children were released earlier this week because they became ill, and doctors now say some of them are showing signs of meningitis. Vic Aiken reports adults are also becoming ill, and the health situation is becoming critical.
Conditions on the hijacked train, already described as appalling by government officials, appear now to be worse than at first believed. A railroad official says that the two-car commuter train has three toilets, each of which has 92 and a half gallons of water to service the Flushing and Washbowl facilities. There is also a snack bar, which has a water tank with 132-gallon capacity. The railroad official said the terrorists may have told the hostages not to flush the toilets in order to save water for washing, but that even if the toilets were flushed, it wouldn't make a lot of difference as the train has no sewage holding tanks and the human waste would be deposited on the roadbed directly beneath the train. In this hot weather, the conditions would be very unhealthy at the best. Drinking water has been taken on board the train at fairly regular intervals. Vic Aiken, Athens, Holland.
A 23-year-old Monroeville, Indiana man died this morning in a car semi-accident on U.S. 30 between the Green and Minnick Roads in New Haven. The victim was identified as Patrick O'Shaughnessy of Summit Street in Monroeville. Police say his car crossed the center line and hit the semi head-on. A Massachusetts airman assigned to Grissom Air Force Base drowned overnight in Mississinewa Lake in Wabash County. Indiana State Police identified the victim as 23-year-old Antonio Sousa. They say he was apparently wading in the lake when he stepped into a deep hole. Israeli police say a bomb planted inside a loaf of bread exploded today in the sprawling Arab market in East Jerusalem. Five persons were slightly injured, including a Canadian tourist. The market was packed with Israelis and tourists when the blast occurred. Police sources say it was probably an Arab bomb. Israeli Ambassador Simcha Dinitz and Secretary of State Cyrus Vance met in Washington today. The object was to let Vance brief Dinitz on the talks President Carter recently held with Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Fahd. Vance and Dinitz also talked about Israel's current political situation. The right-wing Likud party, of course, won that recent election, and Larry Thorson reports the furor continues over the election and over one of the people asked to be in the new Israeli government.
A storm of criticism rose in Israel after Menachem Begin, whose Likud party won the May 17th elections, announced he wanted Moshe Dayan to be foreign minister. Some Likud factions were angry that Begin picked a Labor Party member for the post, and the Democratic Movement for Change broke off talks aimed at forming a government with Likud. But Dayan says he will withdraw only if Begin asks him. As defense minister, Dayan was Israel's hero of the 1967 Six-Day War. But after the 1973 war, many Israelis blamed him for the initial setbacks Israel suffered. The issue may be decided on Sunday at a meeting of Likud executives. Likud people say Begin still wants Dayan to be foreign minister and will try to rally the objecting Likud factions behind his choice. Larry Thorson, Tel Aviv.
Earlier this month, there was a huge oil field fire in Saudi Arabia. Now a Beirut, Lebanon newspaper says sources tell it saboteurs set that blaze. At the time of the fire, Saudi officials and administrators of the Arabia American Oil Company ruled out sabotage as a possibility. Fort Wayne teachers have filed an unfair labor practice charge against the community school board. The Fort Wayne Education Association wants union representation for teachers at all meetings called by a supervisor. Faculty meetings would be excluded. Indiana Education Employment Relations Board official Dick Burge said the charge filed yesterday appears to be a first for the state. WoWo News Time, 12:04, 1:04 in Ohio and Michigan. Coming up, a try for more public works jobs funds for Fort Wayne.
With the outdoor season here, your friends at First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Fort Wayne are ready with action money to assist you in making your plans a happy reality. With First Federal Action Money, this is the ideal time to make needed improvements at your home, lake, cottage, or farm. Now's the right time to install a new roof, build a swimming pool, a patio, put in a driveway, landscape the yard, or to provide more room and comfort for a growing family by modernizing the kitchen, adding a needed bedroom, recreation room, or garage. With an easy-to-get First Federal loan, you can be energy-minded by upgrading your heating system, installing insulation, storm windows, and doors. So remember, First Federal is ready now with action money for home improvements. First Federal of Fort Wayne, with convenient offices downtown, North Anthony, Georgetown, Covington Plaza, and Bluffton. an equal housing lender.
Checking the weather, Earl Finkel says mostly sunny this afternoon, highs near 90, light southerly winds. Fair tonight, lows near 60, little change tomorrow, possibly a morning thundershower, highs around 88, and more of the same Memorial Day, highs in the upper 80s. At the airport now, sunny skies, 88 degrees. This portion of Wobo News has been brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Fort Wayne and Bluffton, Indiana. Wobo News time now, 12:05. Fort Wayne was rejected last fall when it applied for Public Works Jobs Funds. The reason? Unemployment here was too low. But Board of Works Chairman Henry Warrenberg says the city is trying again. The reason for the second chance is that the rules have been changed under that new funding bill recently signed by President Carter. The new rules allow a city to submit projects by census tract. So Fort Wayne officials are planning to propose downtown street lighting and old City Hall renovation projects, both of which are near high unemployment areas. Starting Tuesday, the interest rates for FHA and Veterans Administration single-family home mortgages will be going up. Housing Secretary Patricia Harris says the increase in the maximum...
Airchecks.com.